it's no longer a hobby. It's no longer just, hey, this is, we're creating some good contacts and it's working out well for other reasons. This thing has to grow.
Hello and welcome back to this Rose the Show episode. Every other Monday, we invite a business owner, coach, or professional onto the podcast to get a free podcast audit and roast, where we deep dive into their current marketing, highlight areas that are holding them back from faster growth and monetization, provide them and you actionable steps you can start applying today to experience faster podcast growth. So sit back, grab your popcorn, and get ready as we roast this show. We have Sean, who's facing a challenge that so many podcasters are facing, that you might be facing, when it comes to knowing how to attract the right listeners, getting in front of the audience that you want to attract. You might have an audience base, but it might not be the audience that are actually going to buy from you, that are going to become clients, that are going to become customers of your business. So to Sean, the struggle really is, despite having an established listener base of coaches, he doesn't know how to directly connect to his primary audience he wants to reach. Again, tennis players. Uncertain about, okay, cool, even if I do know how to kind of reach them, how do I communicate the value of my show? How do I make sure I'm positioned in the right way to attract the listeners I want to reach? And finally, how do you go through the transition of actually implementing the right changes from going from a hobbyist podcast to actually understanding the key components and changes you need to make and the mindset shift you have to have when it comes to having a podcast that's a key component of your business model with goals to drive more growth and to actually start getting a return on your investment? And that's exactly what we cover in this episode. So without further ado, let's dive straight in.
And yet the data doesn't give us any answers on how to target anybody that we've already learned that we're targeting. So from that point, even if we scrap everything, we still don't know how to target the avatar that we believe is going to pay the bills as a member of our business. We don't know
which is
how
who exactly, sorry?
Was that?
Which is who, sorry. So the avatar, explain, describe the avatar to me.
The player. Got it. So okay. The social cool. Tennis player is got our it. Main target from a volume point of view of visits to the site, memberships, discounts, all the things that our website membership does for the mm-hmm. player. The way we reach the player is targeting the coaches. So they share with their players what we're doing. So if we were to scrap it and start over, what we would realize is we've accidentally figured out how to reach our fellow coaches and insiders. We have absolutely no idea how to reach anybody else. Even with the 5 or 6 podcast episode formats that we have no way to know if anybody else is interested in those other things. So it would be an obvious thing from my point of view to simply then stick with the long form format and shorten it, make it a more, I wouldn't say bite size, that's the wrong term. What's the right time frame? 18 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you guys tell me to do, right?
Yeah, I guess like, you know, time frame, how you can compact it, compile it, you know, bada bing, bada boom, you know, all that stuff. Really, we don't even know if it's shortened. We don't even know at this point if you should shorten it. Because 45 minutes, if retention time is really high, i.e. people are consuming above 70, 80%, you're pretty solid. You haven't got to shorten it because their behavior habit matches the length of your show. Mm. You mentioned something which was, I don't know how I would target the players if that was the case. And to me, I think just think about all of the points that a new listener will have to engage with that will lead to them deciding whether to listen to your podcast or whether to ignore your podcast. So the first point, let's say, for example, so again, I'll repeat that. Think from the listener's perspective, who's just browsing, trying to find a new show. What are all the elements of your podcast they will interact with that will either pull them in to listen to the podcast or repel them to listen? The first thing someone might do might be to type onto Apple Podcasts or Spotify, tennis podcasts. The next thing they're going to see is going to be a bunch of different covers, really. So how to make your cover speak to the tennis player. The second thing that they might see will be your actual show name. How do we make sure we have a subtitle that speaks to that specific target audience? Who they are for tennis players, what they want looking for, benefit, improve their tennis game, XYZ. That speaks to them directly. The next one that they're going to look at is, okay, your description. How do we make your description target tennis players, specifically? So we tweak that to think about their pain points, what the value add is for them, why they should listen. Then it's going to be your content strategy. What topics are you consistently covering on the podcast? As long as those topics every single time is for this specific target avatar, the entirety of the podcast is now packaged, and the episode titles, if it speaks to where they are in their journey as a tennis player, and it speaks to their problems, and it speaks to their deep desires of what they are looking to gain from listening to this podcast, you've now packaged your show through the cover, the show name, the description, your episode titles, your show notes, in a way that speaks directly to this avatar. And all of a sudden, people are now paying attention to your show, and you're turning more strangers into listeners because you've optimized every single one of the elements that they engage with even before they've clicked play. That's how you'll target the people you want to reach, or the specific target avatar. It really is that simple. And like, I know that sounds like maybe overly, it is really that simple. Like, you just change your name, change all these elements, and then through SEO, people will discover you. But also when you promote on social media, people who are your audience will look at the show, and guess what? They convert. They now become a listener. They stick around long term. But right now for you, the main problem I see again is really the, how do we turn strangers to listeners? How do we get those listeners coming back for more? The exposure piece, like, that's not really the problem right now. Like, it's just those two main pieces. But Sean, does that make sense what I'm saying, mate?
It does. And I love how you call it simple, yet having the actual answers to those things. You say, podcast art needs to speak to the listener. Okay, how do I do that? The tagline needs to speak to the listener. Okay, what do they want to hear? I don't know. So trying to figure those things out, like trying to get that avatar is one thing, but then knowing what that avatar wants, is that not the crux of every business? That's every business trying to figure out what its consumer actually wants. And we're still in that point of view of, we're kind of throwing things out there and trying to see whose mouth is open. We're like, that one, that one wants it. You know, what does that one want? And so it's a bit of a guessing game to be able to say, okay, Sean, it's really easy. Just do these five things. Okay. But those five things are very specific information that we don't have. So how do we go get that information to say, okay, what are we doing? Focus groups? I mean, what's the next business step that says, okay, I need this information. This is what Anthony says, Sean, get your shit together and do these things. And so how do I get those answers?
Well, Sean, why don't you have those answers?
Because I haven't done this process yet. Whatever the next process is that I need to do to get those, to get those answers, I haven't done it yet.
Okay. So what's the specific answers you're trying to get? Sorry.
Well, you said you ran down the list and you said, start with the cover, then go to the tagline, then go to the description, then go to content strategy. None of those things have been done. Like I said, this has been it's been a side gig for 3 years. Only now, this month, am I having a conversation like this that says, okay, well, these are the things we need to do, and we actually need to put some thought into this. Okay, well, which avatar, whichever one we pick, the hardest one is the player, because the easy one is the one we already found. We already found that by accident. Mm-hmm. We can just leave that alone and keep going if we don't want to go through this next process. But the process now is, okay, now we're going to take it seriously. We have a podcast. We think it's something. We want it to be better. Now do we need new cover art? Do we need a new tagline? What do we change, and how do we find those answers? And that's my next question, is why don't we have it? Is because I haven't done that work yet. I don't know what to do.
What specific work? So you're trying to figure out, how to communicate to your audience. So from what I'm gathering is, what you're saying is, what title to have, what topics to specifically cover for this avatar, because there's a gap between yourself and having that piece of information of what would be valuable for your listener, for that listener. Is that accurate?
Correct, because I'm a terrible example of my listener. Because I'm on the other end. I'm the coach. I'm the vendor. I'm not the regular social tennis player that we're targeting. So I can't just stop and say, okay, what would I want to listen to? What would I want to hear? Because all of our guesses have just been wrong. And we've been in the industry long enough, we being myself and co-host Bobby, 50 years between the two of us, and be able to say, okay, what do these people actually want? What would they listen to? What would they come back to listen to? And we've been wrong every step of the way. Now, again, it's just been part time. We've just been kicking around.
Why have you been wrong every step of the way?
Well,
because it's been part time.
I would assume that with the different formats, maybe we've been right on one of them. And like you said, it's just confusing for everybody. But with what podcasting is and how it works and how it's very difficult to get into the ears of someone that you want to get into, we know the avatar of the person we want to get to. We also know they're in the right age bracket to listen to audio only podcasts. So it's not like we got to jump onto TikTok and try to bring 20 somethings to listen to audio. Like, we don't have to worry about any of that. We know our avatar. We just don't know which of these things they're actually going to listen to, because we've already mentioned there's not enough data to tell us anything.
Okay. I'm going to go around one more time, and then after I'm just going to just say it, right? So you don't know which one of these topics your avatar will be more like, have a high affinity to, right? Clear the mind, right? And just look at the question from, you seem like a guy, for some reason, I feel like you might understand. Do you know what first principles thinking is? Yeah, perfect. I don't know why. I thought you might do, yeah, right? Let's look at this from first principles lens, right? It's a very simple answer. Why do you not know which topics your target avatar would prefer to listen to?
All right, so I've got to find a third way to answer the question. In the way that you just asked the question pretty much exactly the same again. So clearly I'm not getting somewhere that you want me to be.
Right, look, here's the thing, right? You don't know, because right now you're trying to, you're saying about like the topics and this, and yeah, it could be we haven't took this seriously. You don't know what they want because you haven't spoke to them. You haven't asked them. You just haven't spoke to them. Like if you spoke to enough people, or just a handful of people, you'd be closer to the answer, right? So just speak to them. Just go to the people who you want the podcast to be for. Then be like, oh man, I'd love to know if I could have like 2 minutes of your time, or maybe just a questionnaire, or someone in your network, or ask your coaches. They could get someone in for you guys to speak to. Bribe them if you need to get the information from them. But just go directly to the source. There's no other way around this. Like, you can't guess your way to what this person kind of wants. If you see someone over there sitting on a bench having a picnic, we can all sit here and go, oh, I wonder what they're thinking. Or we can just go up to them and say, hey, what are you thinking? You know, what's they been like? Just speak to them directly. You know, you don't have the answer because you haven't spoken to your audience directly about what they want. So just do that. And then create the podcast with a cover. All these answers will come once you just speak directly to them. There's no substitute for that.
So the answer is, I haven't asked them what they want.
Correct. Correct.
Spot. Okay. Okay. So more phone calls. I mentioned focus groups earlier because that was kind of the scenario of how I would picture this kind of thing. But is it that simple to say, okay, do we need 5 people to give us an answer? Do we need 10? Is this how podcasting finds its audience? Is this the obvious answer that everybody trying to grow a podcast doesn't seem to obviously get? We're just kind of throwing shit out there and hoping something sticks?
Yes. Yes, it is. You speak to most people, they don't even know who's listening to their podcast. Most podcasters have a huge, like, big, small, doesn't really matter. They don't really know who they're speaking to unless you speak directly to your audience, you know? Like, how are you going to create a product for people you don't know? That's nonsense. You're literally guessing. You literally have no idea. You have some numbers come in, some numbers go out, but you don't know. You have to speak to them. That's the only way you get the answer. If not, it literally is just guesswork, you know? And for me and Tig, like, we know how important this is. Whether that's in business, whether that's in podcasts, whatever you're trying to market for the product, is understanding the audience. That's just at the core principle. That's where everything stems from. And most podcasters fuck themselves because they skip this part because it seems so obvious. It seems like the thing that everyone should, yeah, the majority of podcasts will still struggle to grow, still struggle to engage their audience, still struggle to get their audience to actually communicate with them because they don't know their audience. They haven't built a relationship. It's just guesswork again. So like, it really is that obvious and really that simple, and everyone overlooks it because of those exact reasons. It's insane.
And that's interesting because I think what we did arrogant is the wrong word, but being overly familiar with our audience because it's been our customer base for 25 years of the tennis player. So our assumption is we know them, but we don't know this little piece, which is what would they listen to? Why would they listen to our podcast? What do they actually want? So we started just, like I said, assuming we'd be able to figure out what they wanted without actually just hitting the streets and going and talking to people.
There you have it. nothing else said. I mean, the how doesn't matter either, by the way. You know, it doesn't matter if it's focus groups, if you're making phone calls, if you're going up and asking people in the street or on the court. It really doesn't matter. It's just about speaking to your audience. For me and Anthony, we actually interviewed 100 podcasters. This is a couple of years into things. We're already 5 books deep, which kind of sounds a bit weird that then we then go and still do research, but around this time, a lot of people were kind of starting to ask to work with us. We're kind of really getting into the growth coaching. But we didn't know exactly why people wanted to grow. We had assumptions and we just weren't sure about a lot of things. So we set up 100 interviews. We each did about 50. Spoke to people in length for like 30 minutes at a time. And got the answers in mass. You know, at least it certainly felt like in mass. You could do a poll and you can get 1,000 people. But the point is, we have data to go off and then we can actually make a hypothesis, if you like, that's grounded in, you know, some starting real knowledge, right, rather than just some starting guesswork.
Yeah, okay. So there's the answer, which is the answer that I've been looking for the last, when did I start this? 2 weeks ago. trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? What has to happen? Because this thing has to grow. It is part of the business model, is the podcast. So it's no longer a hobby. It's no longer just, hey, we're creating some good contacts and it's working out well for other reasons. This thing has to grow. So in this case, I basically added it into my job description, which is not to learn how to do the SEO, but actually hit the streets. And while I'm out asking non-coaches, actual players, trying to find that avatar player, and speak to them specifically.
So look, there you have it. So these are my key takeaways from this episode. Number one, stop with the guesswork. There's so many podcasters out there who talk a big game, who want to grow big, get fast, and monetize as soon as possible. But if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur with a podcast, it's so important that you stop with the guesswork in all aspects of your podcast when it comes to the growth strategy, when it comes to the social media strategy, when it comes to the types of guests you're guessing on. Stop with the guesswork. And the way to stop with the guesswork and know what your audience want and then give it to them is simply by speaking to your audience directly. We can often get trapped in trying to do things in a roundabout way of going, like trying to cut corners or trying to guess or speaking to our current clients or whatnot. But sometimes it's as simple as speaking to your audience directly, asking them what they want, what they would prefer, you know, and not making changes until you're super clear that you're speaking to the right target audience. And finally, make sure to take on the feedback, iterate and adapt based on the feedback you get. It's so important that you incorporate and package your podcast in a way that speaks directly to your audience, to their pain points, to their challenges, to their desires of what they want. You communicate that through your show name, your episode titles, your show notes, your cover art, your description, all the elements that a new listener will have to engage with in order to decide to want to listen to your podcast or in order to decide to become a client or customer of your business. So with that being said, that's a Roadshow episode, and I'll catch you in the next one.